Kia ora. Kofa Smith aho. Nā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. You may already be aware that Parliament's specialist select committees have been scantily utilised so far this Parliament. If you're not familiar with them, the 12 subject select committees are where proposed laws typically spend between 4 and 6 months being examined by a small cross-party group of MPs. MPs that specialise in the topic area. This happens for a number of reasons. New Zealand does not have a Senate, and the way we use committees stands in, to some extent, for the deliberations that are expected to occur in an upper house. Committees also act as a very small brake pedal on the runaway legislative train that a unicameral parliamentary democracy can become. But mostly, they find and fix bad lawmaking, whether unintended consequences or bad drafting. Sometimes even just daft policy, and they do that with the assistance of feedback and ideas from experts, from stakeholders, and from the general public. Skipping the committee process or severely curtailing it can itself have unintended consequences, and one of them has been felt this week.
I would actually like to propose an amendment, and I move that the motion be amended to replace the words 31st of October 2024 with 15 December 2024.
Now that was yesterday, late Tuesday evening in the House, and it was the government's second attempt to get a committee instruction approved by the House, and also the second time it ran out of time. Tonight will be a third attempt. This small procedural filibuster is an indication, for the second time in a week, that the opposition may have decided to take a stand on ministers truncating committee time. In this case, it was a bill on vaping, which the opposition says conceptually it supports, but which the committee was being asked to report back on in just 6 weeks.
What we're talking about here is not allowing a short 2 week period for the members of the public to contribute to a select committee process. We've heard from the minister, allegedly the select committee's done a lot of work. All the work's been done, that's why we don't need a full select committee process. This contradicts that, Mr. Speaker, and it says that a longer timeframe could have allowed officials to consult publicly, including with groups most affected by youth vaping and other stakeholders. This is why we have a select committee process, Mr. Speaker. It's because in instances where there has been an incomplete period of time and advice being able to be provided by officials, it means that the members of the public and people with knowledge in this area can actually submit to the committee and provide Parliament before they make a decision on the best course of action.
The thing is that when a minister opts for a committee time shorter than 4 months, they need to ask the House's permission. And before the House vote on the proposal, called an instruction to the committee, they debate it, which is where we came in. But for the second time in a week, opposition MPs didn't just debate the instruction, they proposed an amendment to it. Last Thursday, it was Labour MP Duncan Webb who did this on a gambling bill, a bill that the Minister in Charge, Acts Brooke Van Velden, wanted the Select Committee to report back on in less than a month. Now that proposed amendment is something that apparently hasn't been done for a long time. And yesterday, Green MP Lawrence Shunan took Webb's lead and did the same on the vaping bill. Now this may all seem very technical, but an amendment opens all sorts of possibilities. I asked the Clerk of the House, David Wilson, about it.
Well, there is a long-standing rule that not only can members speak to that motion, but if someone moves an amendment to the motion, all of those people who've spoken already can speak again to the amendment. There's a basic rule in the House that you can only speak once to any motion before or question before the House. This is a new motion because it changes the existing one, and so that is an opportunity to speak again.
So every time you kind of run out of puff, you could put a new amendment and then begin it all over again, as long as you've still got some stuff you can talk about.
Yeah, I mean, the amendment has to be relevant to the motion in front of the House, so that limits it a little bit. There's a finite number of things that you could possibly amend, but that is a possibility, and it's something we've seen in recent weeks.
Last night, they managed for the second time to run out of time in the debate and push that consideration back yet another day.
Yeah, so the bill in question, a smoke-free amendment, has already gone to the Health Committee, and At present, it's got the bill for 6 months, but the intention in this instruction is that it has it for a significantly shorter period of time. On each of the two sitting days, this motion to shorten the time before the committee has been debated. It's come up to the time the House has had to adjourn without a decision being made, and that's because of the extended debate on it. And this is not an accident. In 2011, the Standing Orders Committee recommended a change to the rules so that these motions were debatable, so that there was actually a penalty, if you like, for the government to pay for shortening select committee consideration. Effectively, they would pay in House time for doing that.
And they would pay in people being given the opportunity to point it out, I suppose.
That's right. And that is, I get, in our system, always one of the disciplines on a government, that they have to justify their decisions, and other parties that don't agree with them get to point out why.
David Wilson noted that this tactic is actually pretty novel, at least recently.
Although it's been on the books for a very long time, I think possibly ever since we've had a parliament, it seems to have been rediscovered recently. So, you know, it's really up to members whether they decide to use it or not. And it does have a few possibilities for extending debate, because in these motions which give committees instructions or time limits, there are usually multiple parts. And so the ability to amend different parts of the motion and continue the debate with that idea that people can speak a second time if there's been a new amendment, there is the potential there for that to extend things by a significant period of time.
Tonight, when this comes up for a third time, there will also be a shortish deadline. It will be interesting to see whether the opposition try again to filibuster it using further amendments, or even possibly attempt a deal where the government would agree to Shunan's amendment that suggested just a slightly longer report back period. You've been listening to The House. E te whakaronga koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Matua.